floor. It's a, I must have rolled out of bed. Okay. And things that you put on a horse's feet.
Horseshoes.
Okay. And the part of the horse's foot that you nail that onto is...
That's a hoof.
Okay. And then all a horse has four...
feet.
And talking about four...
Yeah, they all have hoofs.
Four what?
Hoofs.
Okay. And the game that you play with,
horseshoes.
Okay. And talking about sheep, the male sheep is called the...
ram.
Okay. And the female...
ewe.
Okay. And the stuff that sheep have on their back.
Wool.
Okay. And about hogs. The male hog.
Called a boar.
Okay.
The boy.
Huh?
You tested that then. I want to say the male hog, but you know, in Jenny, they just say a boar.
Yeah. Do you say male hog?
It's called a boar.
Okay. And the things that hogs have on their back, the stiff hairs.
Mm-hmm. Hog hair.
Okay. You call anything else, like bristles?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. And the things, the teeth that a hog has.
Well, you know, they have, the older a hog gets, the worse these tushies grows out. You know,
yeah.
They grow from out down past its mouth.
What about a wild hog?
Yeah, they're bad.
What do you call those?
Just call them wild hogs.
Are there many around here?
No, not as I know of. There used to be a lot back up out on the mountain, I think.
Yeah. I saw the head of one.
A wild hog?
Yeah. It was kind of scary.
And it had the tushies about that long, didn't
yeah.
It? Daddy and his buddies, two of his buddies, they went back in the mountains, sure. And that caught that wild hog. She was a sow or gilt. And it tore one of the dog's guts out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to then catch the dog and sew her up. But after that, she caught that hog.
Yeah.
But after that hog, it tore.
Yeah. When you go out to feed the hog, you put the food in a...
trough.
Okay. And if you have three or four of... You have more than one trough, don't you?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I've got three out here.
Okay, and you say I have three
troughs.
Okay. Okay, there are different names for hogs if they get different sizes, you know. The smallest one is the...
Well, then a guinea pig, you know, a little bitty one.
Yeah.
But mine out here, this gilt I've got out here, she is a black, well, we call, Dolly says she's a black Berkshire or something like that,
yeah.
and we bred her to a Hampshire.
Yeah.
She used to bring her pigs tent there next month. They'll be black and white, have a white streak over the side. And I've got another white gilt out there, and then I've got the pig I raised on the bottom. He's a boar, he's a white boar.
Yeah. When pigs get about half grown, you don't call them pigs, you call them
choats.
Okay. And, let's see, a gilt. What's that?
Well, she ain't never brought no kids. That's what
okay.
I call mine after.
And then she becomes a sow.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
And a male hog that
after
can't...
you work on him, you know.
Yeah.
Castrate him.
Yeah.
By then he's called a bar.
Okay. Is it called anything different if you work on him young or...
No, just still the same.
Okay. And are there any other words for work on? Would you say change or alter or... cut or
well, they call it castrating them now.
Okay. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Bawling.
Okay. And a noise that a cow makes during feeding time.
Bawling.
Okay. And a noise that a horse makes.
Well, they'll nicker, you know, when they come around the barn.
Yeah. Okay.